standing inside the doorway.
Welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side coming your way. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. You can access Republic Trading Group's website to see the specials of the day at republictradinggroupinternational.com. And interesting to note that Jeffrey Bennett managed to find a photo of a bank vault with safety deposit boxes all ripped out to accompany the recent editorial by Ted Butler and the CFTC's inaction in policing the silver market. You can also find a link to Republic Trading Group International on my site at robbienoel.com. And there's an interesting video I have posted on my website today. We'll talk about it in a minute. But now a quick check on how this Wednesday, May the 30th, turned out for Wall Street. Well, once again, panic in Europe. This time it seems as if Spain is now causing a lot of angst as European investors seem to seek safety of safe havens today. U.S. Treasury benchmark yields fell to their lowest in at least 60 years. Prices of crude fell more than 3%, and the euro fell to a 23-month low. And the deterioration in Spain is obviously worrisome because it's a bigger problem than Greece and would involve a much larger bailout than Greece. We'll have the rest of the numbers when we return.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Well, there's a pain in my side that I can travel alone. Bring peace to this trouble. Dark out here, I can't read those signs. Bring peace to the troubled land. Hurricane on the horizon. Judgment.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Gold ended the day up $7.70 at the close at $15.63. When there was a little panic, gold was a little higher by $14 at $15.70. Silver closed up 5 cents at $28.03. And there was, you can mark this date on your calendar, the 30th of May 2012, where silver was selling at a higher price than Facebook. Silver had a high of $28.29, and I believe Facebook was trading at $28.10. Platinum off $28 at $14.06. Palladium higher by $3 at $6.11. The Dow ended the day off 160 points at 12,419. NASDAQ off 33 at 2,837. No surprise here with the collapse in euro. Dollar index sitting at 83.03. And crude oil closing at 87.60. That is interesting because we've seen obviously a steady decline in the price of crude oil, but I'm sure you can verify this for yourself. You haven't been seeing a steady decline for the price of gas at your local gas station. There's some speculation out there that Bernanke is hoping to get crude oil prices down a little lower before he starts making noises about QE3. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Tom in Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom.
Hello.
How's it going, my friend?
Very well. Can you hear me all right?
Hear you loud and clear, brother.
Hey, your video, Mark Dice.
Yes.
I watched that. Can you give me a call when he's going to be around again? I want him to ask me if I have $20. $25. I'll give him for that coin. But if it's not too late, but he probably wouldn't want to talk to me now, would he?
Yeah, well, you know, Mark Dice, this is not his first video. He's done many other videos before, Man in the Street interviews, just to see, how astute the man in the street is when it comes to the value of gold and silver.
And
I think that when you constantly hear the drumbeat of many of the anti-gold bugs out there talking about gold is in a bubble, all you got to do is take a look at this video and realize that gold is far from being in a bubble, because the average man in the street is completely clueless about what the value of 1 ounce of gold is.
Well,
and that video demonstrates it. I mean, here he's standing outside the front of a coin store and trying to sell a Canadian maple leaf for $25, and nobody is even interested.
You know, the sad part of it is, I know people that have PhDs that would do the same thing and turn him down.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, I can also appreciate that some people are skeptical if some guy walks up to you in the street and says, you know, I need to raise some money. I want to sell this 1 ounce gold coin for $25. I mean, by and large, people will just brush him off. But the more important point I think I take away from that video is how clueless people are about, and I mean, he's standing there with a T-shirt emblazoned across the front of it, says "Sound Money." People, and I think you can see this represent itself, in the current situation where, you've got people obviously fearful of the European situation, and they are seeking a safe haven in the U.S. dollar.
The sad part about it is the American people, the people that he interviewed there, look like they were relatively intelligent. The problem is, I believe, is that they've never been taught. They don't know. And it's been deliberate that they don't...
Well, sure, they haven't been taught, but because what they've been taught is exactly the opposite. By and large, the financial curriculum of American schools, and in particular its institutes of higher learning, all subscribe to the Keynesian economic theory.
Correct.
That debts do not matter, and there's times when economic situations get tough that the government can just come in and inject liquidity into the market via the printing press.
I appreciate that video, and it was very interesting to see how clueless the majority of people are. He must have interviewed at least 20 people, and not one of them took him up on it, and that's pathetic. But anyway, thanks for that.
Thanks,
and I really
Tom.
Appreciate it.
All right, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, I think that video just simply demonstrates as I said, how the financial curriculum has been circumvented by the Keynesians, whichever way you'd like to pronounce it. And it's also illustrated in the statements that Charlie Munger made a few weeks ago, that that pretty much regurgitated that old Keynesian theory that gold is a barbaric relic of the past. Now, getting on to what this week has got in store for us, this is going to be an interesting 48 hours, to say the least. And thanks in large part to the shortened week and the general scheduling of the events that have taken place in the U.S. and in Europe, all eyes are going to be looking towards any indications of economic slowdown starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight, when we get the first of many reports from overseas. We get the Korean industrial production numbers. That's followed by the Japanese industrial production numbers, which should give a good insight into the state of the Asian economy. And then while we are all tucked up in bed, Germany is going to release its retail sales figures. But the party really begins tomorrow morning. It always amuses me every month where we deal with the Challenger job cuts number. That is followed about an hour later by the ADP employment report, which, even though it's always wrong, traders consider it to be a preview of the official non-farm payrolls report, which comes out on Friday, where analysts are expecting to see a rise of 150,000 jobs. But we've not even finished with the reports after the jobs report on Friday, because we also get GDP figures, a whole slew of information coming out this week.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Besides, obviously, all the economic data we're getting this week, let's not forget all the muckety-mucks gathered in West Virginia for the Bilderberg meeting. And also interesting to note, in light of the Bilderberg meeting, there are numerous reports out there that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers may be seeking some form of alliance. Wouldn't I love to be a fly on the wall? As John Embry from Sprout Asset Management commented today, ever since gold hit its peak in September of last year to the present, there's been nothing during this period that has developed that's been gold unfriendly. Embry believes that there's been a great deal of interference within the market, with a lot of people trying to make the global economic picture look better than it actually is. And as a result, he says, at current levels, gold represents one of the finest opportunities, if not the finest, in the entire bull market, which is now in its 12th year. Embry is nothing if not bullish about the price of gold. Speaking to Gold Weekly, he said, "I think gold is going to $10,000 at some point, and it's going to have nothing to do with the cost of digging it out of the ground. It's going to have everything to do with the fact that people just don't think their money is going to be worth anything." And I guess that's what scares Ben Bernanke and keeps him awake at night, and could help also indicate some of the topic du jour that's going to be taking place at the Bilderberg meeting, because those thoughts can't be far from their mind. I mean, the most fearful thing for politicians and bankers is to see consistent deterioration of confidence in the people of fiat money. I mean, look what's happening to Spain and Portugal as we speak. I mean, there you have sheer panic taking place in Spain. Spain's central bank reported yesterday that the amount of capital that has been withdrawn far exceeds any of their expectations. And it's logical as to why people are withdrawing their money from not only Spanish banks, but Italian banks and Greek banks, because with a high degree of probability that one of the pigs is going to exit the euro, I mean, it's not just people taking preventive measures. I mean, large institutions all over Europe have implemented contingency plans for the worst-case scenario. Most notably of all the European institutions, Lloyds announced a few days ago that it has implemented its own contingency plans in the event of Greece or Spain or Portugal, or for that matter, Ireland, which votes this weekend on a referendum whether to remain within the euro. So things are happening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Well, this is interesting because now we have another country in the mix. Moody's Investor Service has just announced it's cut its credit rating for 9 Danish banks, citing the impact of the ongoing Eurozone crisis on bank loan quality and on their fundraising capacity. Here's why you should be paying attention to these events in Europe. According to the IMF, European banks as a whole are leveraged at 26 to 1. Now, it's safe to assume that the real leverage levels are much higher than that, and could quite easily be at the level of Lehman Brothers. The European banking system is over $46 trillion in size. That's nearly three times the total European Union GDP. The European Central Bank's balance sheet is now nearly $4 trillion in size, larger than Germany's economy and roughly a third the size of the entire EU's GDP. The ECB is now leveraged at over 36 to 1. Over a quarter of the ECB's balance sheet is pig's debt, which the ECB will dump in a heartbeat. So we are talking about a banking system that is nearly four times that of the U.S., with at least twice the amount of leverage. and the central bank that has stuffed its balance sheet with loads of garbage debts, giving it a leverage level of 36 to 1. Now, all of this is occurring in a region of 17 different countries, none of which have a great history of getting along. And at a time when old political tensions are rapidly heating up, one needs to keep in mind that the probability of a collapse has to be better than 50-50. And the reality is that the U.S. will not escape from this unscathed. No one will. The global banking system is too interconnected. Some estimates have put U.S. exposure in the ballpark of several trillion dollars. Now, this is not a case of simply blowing smoke or trying to get you unnecessarily wiggy. But just putting this into perspective, because we also have to not lose sight of another news story that went by last week that didn't get too much attention. And that was the small little blurb in the Wall Street Journal that said that last week on Tuesday, not noticed by many, Team Obama took its first formal steps towards putting taxpayers behind Wall Street's derivative trading. Not behind the banks that might make mistakes in derivative markets, but behind the trading itself. Yes, the same crew that rails against the danger of derivatives is quietly positioning these financial instruments directly above taxpayer safety net. This is not dissimilar to what Bank of America did not that long ago by transferring its obligations to the taxpayer, but this sleight of hand by the Obama administration also gives COMEX the ability to access taxpayer funds in the event of some calamity. And who knows what that calamity could be or what could trigger it. All I know is there's something going on out there. What it is, I ain't exactly clear about. But it makes no logical sense in any way, shape, or form. Now, moving from the depressing topic of a financial Armageddon, let me move on to something I touched on yesterday, and I try and catch myself every now and again because I tend to get overly enmeshed in what happened to the conservative / patriot movement in America over the last 20 or so years. Because I obviously became aware that there was something afoot, especially after Waco and Oklahoma City, with the so-called patriot conservative movement in America. And as I mentioned yesterday, Patrick Buchanan put his finger on it in his latest article, where he talks about bumping into Bill Kristol from Weekly Standard on a train ride from New York to Washington, D.C., where Bill Kristol seemed to be a little happy about his appearance at a at a debate in New York, and Pat later found out that the debate in New York took place in a synagogue on the Upper West Side, where Bill Kristol announced to the audience with great glee that he had been very effective in purging the Republican Party of what he refers to Arabists, and that there was nobody left in the Republican Party that would dare question the power of the Israeli lobby. And when I think back to those years after the Oklahoma City bombing, I go back to a website that gained a fair amount of notoriety, and that was a website called Free Republic. Free Republic in its infancy was an interesting place where so-called conservatives and patriots used to gather to, at the time, trash Bill Clinton. I think Free Republic came about in large part after the Lewinsky scandal with Bill Clinton. But it soon became apparent at Free Republic is those who veered away from the conventional wisdom of the William Crystal ideology soon became person non grata, and that if you questioned anything to do with the state of Israel, or if you questioned anything about the George Bush administration, you would soon find yourself banned from the site. And that soon manifested itself by talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Medved in particular, and then Michael Savage, that anybody who stepped outside of the reservation was immediately labeled as a commie thinker, a closet socialist, if you will. And as we pointed out in one article yesterday that you can find on the website talking about Romney choosing Veterans Day to proclaim he believes in American exceptionalism, is the problem that we have within the conservative patriot movement today is, thanks to the constant drumbeats of Fox News and the aforementioned conservative talk show hosts, anyone who is less than mindlessly worshipping of American exceptionalism is branded a gay commie traitor who probably wants to impose Shearer law, destroy capitalism, and shut down talk radio. All our difficulties are externalized. Our economic turmoils are due to creeping socialism. Everyone hates us because we're just so much better than them that they just can't stand it, and we are God's beneficiaries because we bestow out of pure goodness of our hearts. And anyone disagreeing with this ideology is likely to catch a hellfire missile through their front door. And so, as I said, from time to time, I think I'm going overboard on analyzing where we've been and where we're going. And I guess everything is all going to get washed out in the end. And it's just unfortunate that we are going to have to go through an economic calamity of epic proportion before that becomes a reality. And I guess it's kind of like a drunk who finally realizes he has a problem. The unfortunate thing is, by the time he realizes he has a problem, in most instances, it's too late. Well, I just depressed myself. Let's take a short time out, and we'll be right back and wrap it up for this Wednesday.
I'm home.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
To the flip side for this Wednesday. Well, I guess the list of elites attending the opening of the Bilderberg Conference tomorrow is growing. The president of the European Council, Herman Van Rompuy, will join other fellow elitists tomorrow at the conference to discuss, surprise, surprise, the collapsing euro and how the Greek debt crisis threatens to unravel the quest for a European federal superstate. He will be joined by the former president of the European Central Bank, Jean-Claude Trichet, to war game with other Bilderberg members on how to handle a potential Greek exit from the single currency. Von Rompuy's presence at the Bilderberg meeting is particularly noteworthy given the fact that just days before he was announced as the EU president back in 2009, he attended a dinner organized by the Bilderberg Group in Brussels, where he met with, obviously, the top Bilderberg steering committee members. And let's not forget about Iran and Israel. There has been a lot of U.S. Politicians visiting Israel this past week. Even New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is, as we speak, in Israel, together with the governors of a number of other states. And Donald Rumsfeld told Newsmax.com in an interview that Israel may have no other choice but to attack the Islamic Republic. And today we also find out that Israel's technological know-how was responsible for the recent cyber attack on Iran's oil infrastructure. So there's a lot of stuff to keep on the radar screen. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Alan Watt, Cutting Through the Matrix. We'll do this again. Till then, see you bye.
The next